Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Janet Entine.
Hi, John.
And we're talking here with Grace Anzalone, who's the author of How to Do It Alone, which I came in a few minutes late. I apologize. I got caught in traffic, and Christina did a wonderful job. Heard it on the radio. I said, I'm out of a job. Dan's going to hear this and say, what do we have this guy around here for? But this is tremendous for two reasons, which
Thank
I'm
you.
Saying. One, that you did it, which
Thank
I think
you.
Is the most important part. Even if the book was a total flop, which it's not, the fact that you dedicated yourself,
yes.
committed yourself, and said, I want to do something, that
right.
in itself is praiseworthy.
Well, that's it. I decided I'm going to do this. I'm going to finish it and publish it because it'll be a legacy for my children.
Right.
If nothing else.
I agree.
If nothing else happens.
And also, don't you think it fulfills something about aging? We get to a certain point
right.
where we're aging.
Yes.
Where we say, you know, where's our productive side? And
right.
I think the fact that you did this,
right.
you didn't care that you weren't going to sell 2 million copies, but you had it down and,
right.
you know, you hope for the best. And meanwhile, an extraordinary
right.
project.
And it keeps your mind occupied,
Absolutely.
Too. You research, you know, even though you're a senior citizen, you want to still be,
you know
alert and doing things.
The research, I read that all the time, research and crossword puzzles, anything that keeps the mind going
right.
is helping Alzheimer's,
mm-hmm.
helping the prevention. You
yes.
sit and watch TV for the day.
Yes.
Your brain turns
right.
to mush.
Right.
There's no question
right.
about it. This
right.
And this is more than just using your brain, because this is concentrating and you're planning and you're strategizing, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
To put something like this is a major thing. Chapter one, merchandise problems, retail chain stores, retail independently owned stores.
Right.
Let's touch on that one. I mean, it's the okay. first chapter, and usually the first chapters probably hit home best.
All right. Well,
and the point is how you get a feel for how the situation came about and then why you felt
right.
the need to share it.
Okay. So I'm going to tell you the regular, not an independent store, but a big store.
Okay.
I went into, my daughter was getting married, and it was kind of a fast thing. But I says, all right, she was young.
Okay.
I says, all right, we'll go down. I flew down to Florida. I was still in New York. I said, we'll go to David's Bridal. So we went. So we bought the whole rigmarole there, the bridal, the veil, ba 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 bing ba boom, and they have a their prices are very good.
Right. Okay.
I was very happy. I got a lovely dress, but their policy is if anything happens that the wedding doesn't go through, there is no refund,
mm-hmm.
and I had to pay 100% right there on no. paying it on time.
Oh, okay.
All right? So you pay the whole thing, everything, and if anything goes wrong, it's your gown, even though you didn't pick it up, even anything. All right? You didn't even take it out of the store. So, all right, that was fine with me. Great. Well, before we got a chance to pick it up, this whole thing blew up.
Oh.
All right? There was no wedding. I was very upset over that.
Oh, sure. That in itself is...
So, but that in itself, by the time I got over that, then I says, well, now what am I going to do with this stupid gown here now we have bought all this money? I mean, I'm alone. I was a divorced woman. I spent a lot of money on this thing, even though it wasn't, you know, a really expensive gown.
And you yourself weren't interested in getting remarried.
Absolutely not. I'm past that
Good
now.
Dress, let me see.
I'm past that now. So anyway, I couldn't believe how fast this thing I brought to a conclusion. I wasn't even in Florida. I wasn't even in the store. I called up the bridal store from the phone. She says, oh, no, that's the policy. I says, let me speak to your manager, please. And that's another thing I say in my book. Never get nasty.
Right.
Never
okay.
come on strong.
Right, or lose your temper.
Keep
yeah.
your voice low. If they get higher, you get lower. Never come in nasty. I want... This is unfair. Don't do that. Just explain. Look, I would like to speak to a manager, please. So the manager came on the phone. I explained to her. She says, oh, maybe you could sell it on eBay. I said, I don't even have this gown. It's still in the store. I mean, I think that's wrong to do that. I says, you know what? I says, could I have the name, the number, the address of your corporate office, please? Oh, certainly. Now, sometimes they won't give it, but I was very lucky with
okay,
David Bridal.
Okay.
She gave me the number and the address. I call up corporate. I explain my situation. I didn't talk to any high executive. I talked to a secretary in corporate. But once you reach corporate, this is what I explain in my book. No matter who you picks up that phone, you will get an answer because it's corporate. It's not just, oh, just leave her alone, we won't bother.
Right, okay.
Once you could reach corporate, that's it. So I explain my situation. She says, all right, let me talk to someone up here, and I'll get back to you. Well, within 3 hours, I was in the drugstore. My phone, cell phone rings, and she says, we're giving you a full refund on the gown, the shoes, the hat, everything.
Well, that's wonderful.
Wow.
And that was resolved.
But think about the numbers of people who
would not
take
do
the
that
next step. Exactly.
Because it's clearly marked. And then no refunds.
Right.
But there's always, you know, and as I said, there's always a way you could kind of do this.
But I think, I just want to interject something, which I think is the most significant. You don't get nasty.
No.
You don't raise your voice. Because if you're coming after me and with an attitude, all of a sudden, then I'm going to get
an attitude.
Right. Like, ladies,
and that's
what
I warn in my book.
Be nice.
Never
be
go
nice
in with an attitude. Never an attitude. And then I also had like a dry cleaner, you know.
Yeah, okay.
I brought in some slip covers, and they were to clean.
Right.
That was when I was first married. We're going back to the 1960s. Okay, so money was very scarce in those days. Big salary. The husband made $150 a week. You were lucky.
Right.
So anyway, and then to make a long story short, they shrunk the things. The guy at these, who was only working there, I says, when is your the owner come in? He told me. And when the owner came in, I spoke to him. He wanted to give me the dry cleaning money, but I said, you know, I think you should compensate me a little bit more because these are very expensive, slip covers.
Right. So now they're not usable.
No, not usable. Right. They were toys. So anyway, so I went to the small claims court my first time there. And that's how I met this nice gentleman who was an attorney, told me to fill the papers out. And I won. I mean, they didn't get the whole price, but I did get a little money
to go out and buy
more slip covers.
Well, that's the problem. It's not, you know, giving you back the money. Actually, that just recently happened to my wife. My daughter got married in April. My wife bought a dress and brought it to the tailor to have it altered.
Right.
But it was all beaded. And so somebody else said, well, that's going to cost you a fortune because you have to close all the...
Yeah,
cost her $80.
Yeah.
Just basically cut it.
Right.
So now the day of the wedding, as my wife is walking, beads
are
coming
off.
Now, not enough that it showed.
Right, yeah, but
honestly,
still.
That was
a good dress. She must have felt terrible.
Yeah, so then she went back and to them, but again, in a nice voice, said, this is wrong, at least fix it. And not only did they fix it, they rebeaded it. And they said, no, we were wrong.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we'll do it the right way by turning the hem
and
so that the beads don't fall.
Right.
Because it was a domino effect. One would fall, which loosened the next one.
Right.
And it fell.
Right. That's a nightmare.
Exactly. And then you could wind up ruining the dress, like the slip covers you're talking about.
Right.
They're not going on or something. You're done.
No.
So you need some kind. Now, if they were a couple of years old, I can see you don't get the full price.
Right.
But that's still wrong because you got to go out and buy new ones.
New ones. Yeah. Right. So I was very happily with the results I got on that one.
Right.
Yes.
But the main thing is you're not giving up.
No, you don't give up, but you don't get, as I say, it over and over again, never raise your voice.
Yeah.
And just go up that ladder, one step at a time.
Right. I agree. And even changing, I don't think there's an article in this book. The same thing happens with doctors.
Yeah.
If you're not feeling well.
Right.
And you don't get the answer, it's okay, you go to another doctor.
Right.
You know, because they're not, mm-hmm. nobody's perfect.
Right.
And they tell you, oh, you're
right.
fine,
they're
there's
only
nothing
you.
Wrong. But if you know yourself, there's something amiss.
Right.
Look for somebody else. The telephones and cell phones.
Oh, yes, that's a goodie. With these cell phones and these companies, and they're always changing things and raising prices and this deal and that deal and the other deal. Well, when I first bought my phone, I went to this one store and I got the phone. I got the program, everything.
Right,
I was all happy with this thing. I come home, my first, smartphone, and I'm thrilled. I think a week later, I go on the television. Oh, if you're a new customer, we'll give you this, that, and the other. I'm going to charge you half of what I'm paying, right? I says, no, this is not right. So right away I call, right? Oh, no, that's only for new customers. No, I says, that's wrong. I'm a week old and I can't get this thing. A new customer. No, I'm sorry. Oh, all right. Well, you know what? Give me the name of the corporate office, right? They wouldn't give it to me. So I go on the internet. I got the name of the corporate office, the CEO. Sometimes you have to hunt really hard.
Right, right, right.
They do not show them. They show you the CEO, his biography and everything, never give you a contact. But right. If you search hard enough, you'll find that contact. And I did. And I wrote a letter. And I told him how I felt. I says, you know, you're well and good that you want to get new customers, and I do understand that. I owned a business. But it's just as important to keep your old customers.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think? Well, got a phone call. I got the same.
You got the package.
Oh,
the
good
package.
For you. Good for you.
That makes sense.
Yes,
like,
it
you know,
does.
If it was a year later, guess what? You've had your phone for a year, and now it's a new
now,
promotion.
But it was only a few months.
Right, right.
And now I just recently had a big trouble with my phone. I couldn't get calls.
Okay,
and,
okay.
So I every dropped calls. I went back to the Genius Bar, back and forth. Three times they gave me a new phone. Then I went to my carrier. They checked it out. They couldn't find the problem. I said, this is it. That's it. So now I go to the CEO, all right? And I go and find an email, and I emailed. 3 days later, I get a call. I'm from the CEO. What's the problem? I tell them problem my phone. He says, let me look into it. Let me see what I could find. There's something here amiss. Day later, the phone rings. He found the problem. It was the SIM card that was in my phone. They kept putting that into other phones, that even being new phones, but the virus was on the card, not on the phone.
Okay.
Problem solved. New SIM card, and I'm still with the company. I still have my phone, and I'm very happy.
That's tremendous.
That's great.
The one thing, though, and obviously just talking here for the half hour, your personality helps your mission.
Exactly.
Honestly, you're sweet and you're nice. Honestly, so if I get a call from you, it's like, oh, I got to help this lady. But
she's not helpless.
But everybody can.
Right, 100%.
No, right, right.
But everybody can be sweet and nice.
Right, well, that's true, too. But, you know. That's the next book you should write. Why isn't everybody sweet?
Why isn't everybody sweet and nice?
No, but that's the most important part. And I don't believe it. We're out of time.
Oh, wow.
I
that
mean,
went
it goes
fast.
So quick.
Yes,
but this really, congratulations
and
on a wonderful
And thank you for
book.
Having me on.
No, it's a pleasure. That Christina took care of that, and it's an absolute pleasure. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org, and I want to thank Grace so much, not for coming on the show, but for doing something like this. You're a role model to so many people.
And thank you for having me
You're
here.
You're very welcome. We're
I
right
appreciate
back.
Appreciate it.